First Intermission is sponsored by Truly Hard Seltzer here on WGN Radio, and we are now talking with the new television voice of the Chicago Blackhawks. Chris Fosters is replacing Pat Foley starting next season. Chris, when I say those words, what's in your head?
It's really an honor and a privilege, Joe. I mean, I like to think of it as following Pat as opposed to replacing him, because he's irreplaceable. He's one of a kind. He'll forever be linked with this iconic franchise. And so to just be able to be the next guy to fill that chair, to sit in the booth, it's the thrill of a lifetime and really a dream come true.
You're not a Chicago guy, but you're going to be. You moved here a couple of years ago. What do you know about Chicago that you like? And what's one thing about Chicago that you'll never be able to associate yourself with?
Well, one thing that I can definitely associate with Chicago is the cold weather. I grew up in Wisconsin, so the cold weather isn't really that big of a deal for me. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I like it, but I certainly know how to handle it. I really respect Chicago sports and Chicago sports fans. I think it's one of the greatest, if not the best, sports town in the United States. Every team has got a long-standing history and tradition, and the fan base really reflects that. So growing up in Wisconsin, yeah, growing up a Brewers fan, growing up a Packers fan, there's some great rivalries there. But I think through it all, I really respect Chicago sports, their history, and of course, the passion that their fans have. And so I'm really looking forward to putting in roots in this city. I still see myself as a Midwest guy, and Chicago is a Midwest city. And so I don't really think it'll be that much of an adjustment at all. And it's a world-class city in so many ways, not just sports, but in terms of theater, food, entertainment, the summers. You can't go wrong with living in Chicago, and I'm really excited to call it home.
What's your favorite thing that you've learned about the Blackhawks franchise and the Blackhawks fans since even before, you know, auditioning for this job?
Well, just the fact that it's one of the NHL's flagship franchises, and it's an original six club. And that comes with so much history and so much tradition and nostalgia. And as someone myself who considers himself a history buff, I've had a lot of fun just learning about the Stanley Cup teams, you know, the Makita and the Hull era, and how the Kane and Taves era that we're still in right now has kind of been a complement to that in many ways. And, you know, certainly not to overlook the Eddie Olczyk and the Chris Chelios eras as well. I mean, so many great players have come through here and worn the red and white sweaters that I've really enjoyed learning that. And look, it's the start of a new era, a new chapter in an organization and a franchise that has many chapters. And I think it's really cool to be part of this new era of Blackhawks hockey. When you look at there's a new general manager, there are several new key members of the front office. I mean, I think that really this is the start of the next great era in this Blackhawks franchise, and I think it's really cool to be kind of a part of it on the ground level like this.
We're talking with Chris Fosters, who will be following Pat Foley in the television booth for the Chicago Blackhawks. You're not going to say this, but I will. You're a hard worker. You're going to put a lot of effort into your calls, into covering these games. But what do you want fans to know about yourself that maybe they'll notice, maybe they won't, but what do you want to make sure they do know about you?
I think I want fans to know that I'm a positive guy. That even though the team might not be where fans want it to be right now on the ice, I'm still going to try and look at to sell the positive, the glass half full approach. Not that I'm trying to wear rose-colored glasses or anything like that, or call things that they're not, but I think that the organization is headed in the right direction, and I would really like to focus on the positives of the rebuild going forward instead of any kind of negative performances on the ice that might be perceived by people watching at home. And I also want to know that this is not a job that I take for granted. There were a lot of really, really qualified candidates that were part of this audition process. And whenever the Blackhawks call, you pick up the phone. They could have gotten any number of people to fill this position. And I'm just very, very lucky and fortunate that they decided to pick me. I think I'm a good fit with the organization's culture, especially going forward. And I'm really looking forward to getting to know fans and ingraining myself even further in the team and in the town, as you said, going forward.
What did your parents say?
My parents are they're thrilled. There are going to be a lot more Blackhawks fans up in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. I can promise you that. They're really excited. You know, they've seen the hard work that I've put in and are just really happy that I'm able to do something that I love to do, I think, more than anything. So they're thrilled. And you know, I just want to point out too to Blackhawks fans, especially Blackhawks historians, I'm not the first Blackhawks broadcaster with ties to the Milwaukee era. Lloyd Pettit, who I know is Pat Foley's favorite Blackhawks broadcaster, grew up in the greater Milwaukee area as well, and then had a very successful tenure as the Blackhawks play-by-play broadcaster. So the precedent's already been set, Joe, as far as I'm concerned.
Chris, congratulations. I know you're going to do great. Best of luck, but I know you don't need it. And here's to many, many years talking about Blackhawks hockey.
Really looking forward to it, and it's great to be on WGN. I mean, this is part of the Chicago sports fabric as well. It's an iconic radio station. Grew up, you know, the stick reaches all the way up to Milwaukee. Grew up listening to 720 myself as a kid. So you guys do a great job covering the Hawks and are a big part of the reason why this organization is what it is.
That's Chris Fosters. He's the new television voice of the Chicago Blackhawks. We'll have more coming up here on 720 WGN.